Desirous of achieving complete perfection in life must submissively hear all topics that are connected with the transcendental activities and qualities of the personality of Godhead who acts wonderfully.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The systematic hearing of the transcendental activities, qualities, and names of Lord Sri Krishna pushes one towards eternal life. Systematic hearing means knowing Him gradually in truth and fact, and this knowing Him in truth and fact means attaining eternal life as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Such transcendental glorified activities of Lord Sri Krishna are the prescribed remedy for counteracting the process of birth, death, old age, and disease, which are considered to be material awards for the conditioned living being. The culmination of such a perfectional stage of life is the goal of human life and the attainment of transcendental bliss.
Yaya Katha Bhagavata Katani Yoru Karmanaha Guna Karma Shaya Pumbi Samsevyasta Prabhushibi. All the different species have some form of communication. Generally, their communication is on the basis of ahar nidra paya maitunamcha, eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. But the human beings, because they are supposed to be involved with dharma, the constitutional nature of the soul, they are advised to engage in Krishna Katha or Bhagavad Katha. By this Krishna Katha, hearing and chanting about the Lord, it counteracts the birth and death process. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvata tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mamiti sarjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not upon leaving this body take his birth again in the material world, but attains to the abode of the Lord. And this is the preparation, this is the purification. Simply by hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord, one becomes pious. Nashta prayishu badreshu ityang bhagavata seva bhagavati yutama shloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki shrimata sokata krishna punya shavana kirtana hridayantaksto hi badrani vidunoti suritatam. All the inauspicious things in the heart become destroyed practically to nil by this process. We'll go on to text 11. Rishaya uchu sutta jiva sama saumya shashvatir vishadam yashaha yastvam shangsasi krishnasya martyanam amritam hinaha. Translation.
The good sages said, O grave Sutta Goswami, may you live many years and have eternal fame, for you are speaking very nicely about the activities of Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. This is just like nectar for mortal beings like us. Purport. When we hear about the transcendental qualities and activities of the personality of Godhead, we may always remember what has been spoken by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita 4:9. He acts even when He acts.
His acts,
even when he acts in human society, are all transcendental, for they are all accentuated by the spiritual energy of the Lord, which is distinguished from his material energy. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, such acts are called divyam. This means that he does not act or take his birth like an ordinary living being under the custody of material energy.
One reason is because the Lord doesn't have the same requirements in this material world. When the living entity is put into the inside a body, then the living entity, in illusion, he mistakenly thinks he is the body. And then he starts to try to gather up some food and water and enjoyment for the body. But Krishna, his form is Satchinananda Vigraha. We were discussing that last night. God has form. It's not that God has no form. He has a form, but it's not material. Sometimes in the Vedas it says nirakar, that he has no form, but it means he has no material form. Doesn't mean he has no form at all. If it meant he had no form at all, then why, how would you explain why Lord Brahma says Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha, that his form is made of eternity, knowledge and bliss? Not only that, but the whole 10th canto is about how the form of the Lord is so beautiful. The gopis were attracted, the mother Yashoda was attracted. So if God has no form, what are they doing? What are they talking about? What is Vyasadeva explaining? In fact, the word Somya means, means grave here. There are many descriptions of the form of the Lord as being very beautiful, more charming than thousands of cupids, millions of cupids. Continue.
Nor is his body material or changeable like that of ordinary living beings. And one who understands this fact, either from the Lord or from authorized sources, is not reborn after leaving the present material body. Such an enlightened soul is admitted into the spiritual realm of the Lord and engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Therefore, the more we hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord, as they are stated in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the more we can know about his transcendental nature and thus make definite progress on the path back to Godhead.
We can see the world is generally going in the opposite direction. Just yesterday there was some explanation that now the Islam, religion of Islam, they're destroying all the their holy places. They're destroying them all. They're almost all destroyed now at Mecca. And why? Because they're afraid that it may lead, by worshipping these holy places, it may lead to idolatry or polytheism. Worship of. So they're so afraid of the form of the Lord. So they destroy anything in relationship with God. So of course they think this is securing their position, but actually whatever little piety they had, it keeps decreasing. The more we become further and further away from the form of the Lord, then we get more and more in ignorance. That's why deity worship is required for the beginners. Arche Vishnu Shiladir Gurushu Narmati Vaishnave Jati Buddhi. One who considers that the form of the deity is just a stone, he has a hellish mentality. Or one who thinks that a Vaishnava is from a particular caste or a particular nationality. No. This is a hellish mentality. The fact is that the deity is the Lord himself. And the Lord, when he comes, he manifests his transcendental form. Even Srimati Radharani, his consort, her form is also spiritual, and all of his consorts they have spiritual forms. He's not interested in enjoying some material form. Because he has no material body. Why should he try to enjoy material things?
Continue.
Next text.
Purport.
That's the end of the purport.
Yeah, read the next text.
Karmanyasmin anastashe duma dumratmanam bhavan apayayati govinda pada padma savamadhu. Translation. We have just begun the performance of this fruitive activity, a sacrificial fire, without certainty of its result due to its many imperfections in our action. Our bodies have become black from this smoke, but we are factually pleased by the nectar of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, Govinda, which you are distributing.
This means that all the other processes in the age of Kali will not be possible to achieve perfection by some karmakanda or jnanakanda. We don't have the means to perform the karmakanda practices properly. The brahmanas are not there to chant the mantras properly, and there's not sufficient ghee. They're killing so many millions of cows. Formerly, these cows, Nanda Maharaj had 900,000 cows, and Vrishabhanu, he had like a million cows. So they're maintaining so many cows, and then distributing the ghee, using the ghee for sacrifices. But where's the ghee now? And these other processes are not practical in Kali Yuga, but the Harinam is practical. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yuga Kevala. Hello, Nasteva, 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 Gatirindita. It's very easy to make progress in the Kali Yuga. All one has to do is chant. But even chanting, people find difficult. It's too much difficulty. Why should I chant? They want to just be able to take intoxication, have illicit sex, and still they want to be known as yogis and spiritual. Therefore, they're cheaters. The cheaters and the cheated. So many cheaters come and say, well, you want to be a yogi, but you also like to have illicit sex? No problem. Just give me some money and I'll teach you how to do this. This is their cheating process. Continue. Purport.
The sacrificial fire kindled by the sages of Naimisharanya was certainly full of smoke and doubts because of so many flaws. The first flaw is that there is an acute scarcity of expert brahmanas able to carry out such performances successfully in this age of Kali. Any discrepancy in such sacrifices spoils the whole show, and the result is uncertain, like agricultural enterprises. The good result of tilling the paddy field depends on providential rain, and therefore the result is uncertain. Similarly, performance of any kind of sacrifice in this age of Kali is also uncertain. Unscrupulous, greedy brahmanas of the age of Kali induce the innocent public to such uncertain sacrificial shows without disclosing the scriptural injunction that in the age of Kali there is no fruitful sacrificial performance, but the sacrifice of the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
This is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopangascha Parshitam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Ijanti Sumedha Saha. The question was, how will the people in Kali Yuga who are so fallen, how will they be delivered? And the answer is that by the performance of Sankirtan Yagya, which was inaugurated by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the process. And we can see that it's successful. One who practices Sankirtan, participates, becomes purified. His heart becomes clean. But if he gives up the process and goes back and associates again with the non-devotees, then he starts preaching all about democracy and freedom of speech and all these nonsense things. Freedom of speaking prajalpa. That's due to bad association. When one gives up the order of the spiritual master, gives up the association of the Vaishnavas, then he begins speaking all nonsense, prajalpa, blasphemy. Continue.
Suta Goswami was narrating the transcendental activities of the Lord before the congregation of sages, and they were factually perceiving the result of hearing these transcendental activities. One can feel this practically, as one can feel the result of eating food. Spiritual realization acts in that way. The sages of Naimisharanya were practically sufferers from the smoke of a sacrificial fire and were doubtful about the result, but by hearing from a realized person like Suta Goswami, they were fully satisfied.
Just like we see today, the followers of different religious practices, they're not making any spiritual advancement. They're telling him, yes, eating the souls, the animals have no souls, you can eat them. Have slaughterhouses. What kind of leadership is this? Then another group is telling him, yes, you can commit as many sins as you like, as long as you accept the Savior. What kind of, this is another sinful activity. Committing sins on the strength of chanting. But the only hope is a person like Suta Goswami. If one gets the opportunity to associate with such persons, like Srila Prabhupada, very kindly, giving everyone guidance. One person with eyes can direct so many people who are blind. But we cannot follow the blind leaders. We have to give up such blindness.
In the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Vishnu tells Shiva that in the age of Kali, men full of anxieties of various kinds can vainly labor in fruitive activity and philosophical speculations. But when they are engaged in devotional service, the result is sure and certain, and there is no loss of energy. In other words, nothing performed for spiritual realization or for material benefit can be successful without the devotional service to the Lord.
Any questions? Okay, let's read the next text.
Tulayama Lavenapi Nasargam Nabunarbhavam Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya Martyam Kimuta Shishaha. Translation. The value of a moment's association with the devotee of the Lord cannot even be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter. And what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death. Purport. When there are some similar points, it is possible to compare one thing to another. One cannot compare the association of a pure devotee to anything material. Men who are addicted to material happiness aspire to reach the heavenly planets like the moon, Venus, and Indra Loka. And those who are advanced in material philosophical speculations aspire after liberation from all material bondage.
Because we become affected by the association. If we associate with very crooked persons, then our heart becomes crooked. Because by nature we're pleasure seekers. If we associate with persons who are taking pleasure in, let's say, intoxication, well, they keep telling us how nice it is, and we see them, they appear to be enjoying, so we think, let me try also. It's our nature. But if we associate with persons who are, like yesterday we were associating with a gentleman, and because we were chanting, he started chanting. That's by association. But then without the association of devotees, then they begin speaking other nonsense, so then he also begins speaking other nonsense. So the association is so important. Therefore, it's the duty of the Vaishnavas to give their association. They don't think that they're very great. Sometimes people say, oh, you're so proud, you think that you should be a teacher and you should, your association, you think you have to instruct everybody. But that's like calling a doctor proud for saying that he knows how to cure a disease. We like doctors that are confident that they know how to cure disease. But we like them to say that I know how to cure the disease, but ultimately it's up to God. I cannot cure it because of my own ability. Whatever ability I have to do anything is ultimately subject to the potency of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, a preacher, if he takes the position of spiritual master, he doesn't claim that he is qualified. Sometimes they ask, do you think you're a pure devotee if you're acting as a guru? No. Vaishnava doesn't think himself a pure devotee. He thinks, I have no good qualities, but somehow or other, the Lord and the spiritual master are vibrating through, just like a piece of wire. Does a piece of wire have very much value? How much is an old piece of wire you find on the ground? It doesn't have any value. But if it's connected to the powerhouse, it carries the current, and it can bring light and so many things, music, food. You can do so many things through that little wire because it's connected. So the wire itself has no value. So therefore, a devotee also thinks, I have no value. What is my value? I'm like a piece of old wire, rusty wire even. But because I'm connected, therefore I've got potency. And you can't deny it. Can anyone deny it? They say the Hare Krishna movement, they say it's dead. How's it dead? Every day so many thousands of people are taking to Krishna consciousness. So many people are buying books, becoming devotees, taking up chanting. How can you say it's dead? What are the symptoms of something dead? Dead means there's no movement, there's no moving. A dead tree has no flowers, no leaves. But we see the Hare Krishna movements. Every day it's expanding. So it's not dead. Because it's connected to Krishna. Now there are those who say the Krishna conscious movement institution, it's material because it's an institution. No, institutions can also be spiritual. As long as it's connected to Krishna, then it becomes spiritual. If that is our philosophy for automobiles and for money, and for everything else, for buildings, why not for institutions? But still there are those who misunderstand. Any questions? Continue.
When one becomes frustrated with all kinds of material advancement, one desires the opposite type of liberation, which is called apunarbhava, or no rebirth. But the pure devotees of the Lord do not aspire after the happiness obtained in the heavenly kingdom, nor do they aspire after liberation from material bondage. In other words, for the pure devotees of the Lord, the material pleasures obtainable in the heavenly planets are like phantasmagoria.
Yes, this is explained by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. Kaivalyam narakayate tridasa pura akasha pushpayate durdantendriya kalata sarva patale prokata dangstrayate. So, He's saying that, as described here, the materialists, they want to get free from suffering by going to the heavenly planets. And there they can enjoy somarasa and beautiful apsaras. And they live a long time, so they think this is freedom from the distresses of material life. Just like here in Kansas City, they're thinking, oh, I don't want to live in the city, in the inner city. I want to live on the outskirts, in the, what's it called? Suburbs. So they think the suburbs are the heavenly planets. If I get out to the suburbs, then it's wonderful. There's no more distress. But they also have distress. You may think, well, if you're living out in the suburbs, you don't have to worry about somebody coming up and hitting you on the head and taking your money. They're very happy that they found a situation like that. But the miseries are still there. They may come in a slightly different form. Instead of someone hitting you on the head and taking your money, they take your money in a different way. Or you may be driving in your nice car and you get hit on the head and you lose your life driving out to the suburbs. Or taking intoxication. Because they have wealth, generally people who have wealth, they take intoxication. Because they have so much free time that you don't have to work so hard. So they have, just like now, they make it so you work less. If someone has money, he doesn't have to work so much. He takes off time. They come to work late. People who have money, you don't see them at 8:30 at work. They come in 11 or later. What are they doing? Why are they staying up? Why are they waiting so long to come in? Because they're hungover from the night before drinking. This is their program. And then they go play golf, and what do they do after golf? The 19th hole. They go in for drinking. And the gentleman's club. So, in this way, the miseries are still there.
And because they are already liberated from all material conceptions of pleasure and distress, they are factually liberated, even in the material world. This means that the pure devotees of the Lord are engaged in transcendental existence, namely in the loving service of the Lord, both in the material world and in the spiritual world. As a government servant is always the same, either in the office or at home or at any place, so a devotee has nothing to do with anything material, for he is exclusively engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord.
Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.